I'm going to call this recording Just Live and Have Fun. About a week ago, I thought I was going to die. And here's what happened. I came from a small tile job, and I was driving down the highway, and I saw this gas station, and the little sign says iced cappuccinos, so I pulled in, grabbed myself one of those iced cappuccinos, and I hit the road again, and it was really hot, and the windows were down, and I was driving along, and I didn't realize just how much of this iced cappuccino I had sucked up through the straw. And I don't know if you've ever had a brain freezy, but I started getting one, a major one. My head was literally exploding, but it had also gone down into my chest and into my heart. And I felt a huge pain, and my lungs were pulling together and a bit of a numbness. And I thought, okay, this is it. I'm going to get a stroke here. I'm going to end up driving into the ditch and hitting one of these huge trees and exploding in a great ball of fire, and that'll be that. In that moment, I sort of came to peace with that almost instantly. And I instinctively put my hand on the steering wheel in such a way that if I passed out or died of a heart attack right now, my hand would pull the steering wheel down and I would pull myself off the road and into the ditch and into one of those big trees. And I thought, well, I don't really want to go as a heart attack. I'd rather go in a blazing ball of fire. I mean, if you're standing at the pearly gates and you hear this guy screaming, all those who died as gummers and gimmers because you hung on too long, row A over here, and then he's lifting his arms and screaming, all those who died in a blazing ball of fire, please go to row A, B. You know, I think you'd rather want to go into the row that says, died in a blazing ball of fire. Sounds a lot more fun to me. Gives me something to talk about. But in that moment, I thought, okay, in a matter of minutes now, I'm going to know for absolutely sure everything I thought was real. In other words, everything I think will be when we die, I'm going to know for sure, and I was actually excited. Now, there's a point to this story, a very good point, because 10 minutes later I was still alive and driving down the highway, still in pain, but the pain was diminishing. And by that time I realized it was from drinking too much of this iced cappuccino, and I was going to be living a little while longer. And I was okay with that too. Later that day, I was driving my scooter. Now, it's not a scooter. It's really a motorized surfboard. Something you see kids driving if they can afford it. Or if their parents can afford it, I should say. Anyway, I have one of those. Because when I was a kid, they didn't exist. And even if they did exist, I wouldn't have been able to afford one. So why would I not have one now that I can afford it and can have it and actually have the time to drive it? I drove past this person, and I was quite happy driving my little motorized skateboard. And he says, isn't it time for you to grow up? See, I'm almost 50. 1 year off from being 50. I don't think I really look 50, but I suppose I have some gray hair and stuff. As I drove past him and I heard him say that, I just looked back at him and I smiled. And I was very content. And I realized also how incorrect he was. And how right I was. See, years ago, quite a few years ago, I was growing up like everybody else. I thought I had to get up at 6 in the morning in order to be at work at 8. And basically my work started at 6 because I had to get up, get dressed, get showered, to make sure my clothes were clean and ironed, and then drive to work for 3/4 of an hour, to get to work at 8. Then when the day is over, 5 o'clock, you start the whole process again in reverse. By the time you get home, it's 6 o'clock. If you don't have to stop at a grocery store or pick up laundry or dry cleaning, then you're home at 7:30. Then you still have to make yourself something to eat. Before you know it, it's 8:30. The entire day is gone. And for what? For what? For maybe 2 days in the weekend? Well, I was so growing up that usually I worked on a Saturday too, because I had to make a little extra money to pay for all my grown-up stuff. The nice car that I needed to drive to work, and the nice clothes that I needed to be at work. Yeah, that was real growing up. I knew there was something wrong with that, because this couldn't be my life. To do this for the rest of my life, what, till I'm 65? Then what? At 65 I walk around down the boardwalk telling other people that they should grow up, because I've spent my whole life being grown up, doing that one thing every day, in and out, making sure I'm growing up. So when I get that Sunday off, instead of playing around and having fun, well, I gotta cut the grass, I gotta water the grass, I gotta paint the house, I gotta organize other things. In the meantime, of course, during the week, as life goes on, I don't just go to work, I drop off my kids at work or school and pick them up at school, and you do all the other stuff that goes with it. Where is there time to really enjoy life? So what we begin to perceive is that is our life, and that should be the enjoyment of our life. Yes, life consists of some work, obviously it does, but not in that manner for everybody. I met people who worked a few days a week, a few hours a day, and the rest of the time they enjoyed their lives, they enjoyed time with their kids. They seem to have time for that, and I really envied it. I thought it would be great to have that. How would I have that? To be financially wealthy, I'd have to be, or something. There was a calmness about them, a different attitude, something radiated off of those people that I didn't fully understand, but I could see. Today, I have that lifestyle. I still work, I tile for a living and I enjoy it, I make some money from my books, but mostly I make my living from tiling. Most of the money from the books just goes back into the books, and actually a large chunk of the money from tiling goes back into the books because I give a lot of the stuff away and I do it for free like these tapes. So, but I only work 3 hours, maybe 4 hours at the max a day. Usually, I get to the job site about 9 o'clock. I'm done at the latest by noon. And I'm home by 1, and that includes stopping for lunch. Usually, I try to make it home by 12:30, get off work by 11:30. And I work 3 days a week. Sometimes 4 days. That's pushing it. And that's enough. The rest of the time, I play. I play with my computer games, which I love greatly. I play with my remote control cars. I play with my scooter. I play with my boats. I have all kinds of toys. And I have a list of new toys to acquire. I play with my dog when he was alive. He's no longer alive, but he's going to come back, and then in September in a couple of months, and then we'll play again. I go beachcombing, I do all kinds of things, all the stuff that I so greatly enjoyed doing when I was a kid, plus more, because now I can afford to actually buy the things, the toys that add to the fun of my life. If you think about, if you can only do those certain things when you're a kid, certain things are reserved for being a child, well, that limits you, because those years as a child are very limiting. There's only a few years there. And you might not have the toys because your parents can't afford them, can't buy them, or maybe they didn't even exist at that time. So that playtime all of a sudden is over. And then what? Now we have to be growing up, save money, work, cut grass, drive to work, drive home from work, sit in traffic. For what purpose? And is that our life? Yes, millions of people do it, and so we accept it. Like I did, I accepted it. This is the way it is. And my son, this is the neatest part of all. A while back, a couple of years ago, well, no, 3 years ago, my son said something to me, and it was very shocking, because he was working for a living exactly that way. Somehow he had gotten into it, had gotten himself an apartment, a girlfriend, and somehow they decided that they needed to work full-time, save up money. Of course, he wasn't really making very much an hour, so yeah, you have to work a lot of hours. Anyway, he says this thing to me. He says, "Dad, if you were to get yourself a real job and work at it, then you can work yourself up the company, and you know, every few years you make more money, and you get higher and higher up in the company, and then at the end, when you're 65, you get a nice pension, then you can retire and do all the things that you sort of want to do." And I says, "Well, by the time I'm 65, there's a lot of things I may not be able to do, and if I continue with my life like that, I won't be able to do them, because physically I probably wouldn't be very well. A lot of people then, when they retire, they can't do it anymore. The job and the lack of fun and joy throughout those years has literally sucked the health out of them." And he didn't fully agree. Of course, now he's changed his mind, because after working for a while, realizing that it's a treadmill and he wasn't going anywhere, and I didn't lecture him about it, I just let him do it, but he wasn't having any fun. There was no time for fun. He said that he was working all the time. By the time he got home at night, he was already late. Now he does things differently. He only works a few hours a day. See, once he changed his mindset and said, "This isn't really right for me," he very quickly created something new for himself. And the reason that came about is, he's been with me the whole time I've worked on the creating process, and although he didn't really play along, kids learn everything from us. They watch every move, everything we say, everything we do. They watch everything intensely. They're like sponges. And he soaked it up. He had all the knowledge. And so once he changed his mind, he very quickly changed his life and the way he lives. Because in his mind, change isn't hard. You just have to look at something else you want, and it starts to come about. This is something he came about believing while he grew up with me. He never questioned that. Where I and myself and other people, and maybe even you, we find change very difficult, because we somewhere along the line accepted a belief that, oh, if we want to change your life to a different way, that takes a lot of work and time to make the changes, and you just don't make the change. You just can't go out and get a job where you can make the same amount of money and make a living at 3 hours a day, 3 days a week. We accepted that belief that it's not so easy to make that change. And so, the universe agrees with us. And even though we sit there and radiate out love and attract the possibilities to us, we don't really accept them when we hold them back with our beliefs. See, this is the thing about sending love and about creating with our mind and our thoughts. If we think about something that we want and believe that we can have it, we attract it towards us. If we at that same time begin to radiate out love and open ourselves up, we bring that to us 1,000 times faster, because we're engaging with the energy that creates it for us, and we're flowing it through us. And if we allow it, it comes to us very quickly. If we don't allow it, by our beliefs and things we've accept it as real, for some reason or other, because millions of other people accepted it, so we just accepted it, then so it is. And this radiating out love does bring it towards us, but it can't quite give it to us. So it brings us around us, near us. We see it. Other people have it. But we can't quite have it because we're holding it back with our disbelief. So the universe, in a sense, and that love radiate out, brings it to us as close as it can, so it all hovers around us. So you might hear other people talking about it, you might meet people who live that way, and you go, well, I want to live that way, but why can't I? Well, because you don't allow it yet. So the first stages of creating it is seeing it around us. That means we've already attracted it to us, we're just not fully allowing it into our lives. And this is years back where I found out I was stuck, because I would see other people living like that and I would go, oh God, I sure wish I could have that. And I'd think about it and I'd dream about it, but I didn't really believe at that time yet that I could have it. But by my thinking about it and seeing it every now and then and spending a lot of time imagining it, I was beginning the process of attracting it to me. And so I would see more of it, more and more people like that. Of course, at that point, because I still didn't really believe I could have it, I saw no way for me to have it. So I couldn't allow myself to believe I could have it. So it was just hovering around me and not really coming into my life. Anyway, the point of this is, when I was on the highway, I was content and complete with my life, because this was a big achievement for me. I wanted to bring back a piece of my life that I had lost when I was a child. I had time. I didn't necessarily have all these things because there wasn't the money, but I had the time to play, and I spent massive amounts of time playing, pushing other things aside. Now, there's a lot of stuff in my childhood that wasn't very good, but I put my attention as much as possible on playing and on enjoying as much as I could. And I've managed to bring that back as a seed into my adult life and turn it into a flower garden. So I can spend a lot of time playing. And as an example, yesterday I went to work, and I worked, I think about 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours. And a lot of that I spent playing with the dog that lives at the house. Most people, if they want me to tile, they just leave me a key and they say, well, go ahead and just go in and do the job, and the money's on the counter or the check's on the counter or whatever. And I just do the job and leave. But sometimes there's dogs there, so I play with them. We go play fetch or whatever. So the day becomes a fun day of enjoyment. And I also enjoy my work because it's like an art. I make a house more beautiful. And when people come home, they have this new floor, a new counter, a new wall, or whatever. And it brings joy into their lives. And to me, it's something I just love to do. And I love to do things with my hands. So it fits perfectly into my life. And allows me the time to play and really enjoy my life. And isn't that really what life is supposed to be about? I mean, yes, we have children to raise at times. But think about it. How much more of your life could be enjoyed with a little bit more playing if we didn't have this belief and attitude that we need to overly grow up? A while back, a nice, caring person wanted to do something with my books and with publishers. And she phoned me, and she's a very detailed and serious person and takes life fairly serious, maybe a little bit too serious. And she had asked some questions that the publishers are asking me. And in my head I just went, these are stupid questions from people who take life too serious, and these questions make absolutely no sense in the first place, and I don't want to waste my time on them. The funny part is, these questions were unnecessary, but the person who takes all this so serious also takes the questions very serious and spends a large part of the day, which could have been having fun, dealing with these unnecessary questions. I'm not going to go into the detail of it, but we do a lot of stuff in life that we think is very important and must be done properly and accordingly to plan, which takes up massive amounts of our time, which could be used playing. But when we think life is supposed to be serious and we're supposed to be upright and proper and not be playing around and getting ourselves dirty, splashing in the mud. I come to think of it the other day. I got my pants a little dirty because there's this little puddle and I accidentally stepped in it. And when you step in it real fast, it sort of makes this little explosion. Well, you know, I kind of found this interesting. So before I knew it, my pants were kind of dirty. There wasn't much left of water in the puddle either. Well, maybe I did a service. The point is, life is there to experience and to have fun. If you really want for it to be serious and prim and proper, well, hey, yes, you can have that, and that's good, then it's right for you, and you should have it. But if you're holding things off till later, that's not going to work. I have some relatives who held things off till the later, and now it's too late. They don't even know how to play anymore. They don't even know how to have fun anymore. They don't even know how to giggle anymore. They have no idea. The concept has left their mind. The concept has left their body. There are people who catch on later on. I remember years back getting a windsurfer and going windsurfing. I had to learn it, of course. But there's a fellow out there. He was like 65. He had just retired. He had realized that he missed some of his fun, and he said, well, I'm going to get it back now, no matter what it costs. So he got himself a windsurfer wetsuit, and he was out there day in, day out, learning it. Of course, his body wasn't really used to doing things like that, so it took him a long, long time to get used to it. Plus, his body had to get back into shape, learn to do the movements. I watched him intently. This is going back years ago. Because I saw something that interested me. The whole concept of laughing and smiling when he fell in wasn't there at the beginning. But after about 4 weeks, and he was out there almost every day, working at it, playing with it, he began to have fun. There's a change in him. There's a change in his body. There was a change in his radiance. I swear he became younger through the whole process. He walked differently. There was more of a stride in his walk. Almost more of a kid's walk, because he was hanging around with younger people. At the same time, most of the people that were windsurfers were 25, 20, maybe 28. Maybe there might have been someone near 30. One person. It took a long time to bring it back. But he was very intent on doing it. You could see it. And by the time the summer was over, he was out there windsurfing, having just a fantastic time. And you know what? His age disappeared. It disappeared. You couldn't see it anymore. So I wonder where some of our age comes from. Does it come from the years? Or does it come from the seriousness? Or the lack of willing to play I walk down the boardwalk here along the ocean and where all the boats are, and I see people walking and they're so serious. I mean, they must be studying something intensely while they're walking down because they're just so serious. And the way they walk, it's a careful walk, it's a grown-up walk. It's not a skip and a hop and jump on the railing and see if you can walk on the railing. Look over the side, see what kind of bug is crawling up the grass. Really listening to the water. Nope, none of that. That's all gone. Well, isn't that kind of the point? I mean, really, isn't that kind of the point? So today, I'm doing this recording basically first thing. Then I'm going to play my computer game for a little while. Then I'm going out for breakfast. Then I'm going to a job for about an hour. Then I'm going to take my scooter for a ride. Then I have to go back to the job for another hour. And then I'm done for the day. And actually, I'm done for the rest of the week till Monday. And then I'm going to play around. I've got some ideas on my, on a new toy that I'm going to pick up and play with and have some fun with. Like, that's the whole point of life. Anyway, the point is, I feel I've brought my life back in order because I'm enjoying my life. I have really nothing to accomplish. Yes, I have goals as far as toys that I want and maybe a book that I'll write. A fun book. Not so serious anymore. I think I've had enough of the seriousness. I want to go back more into the playfulness of life. And I think that's where life really is. And I think that's what being grown up is. Why wait? Play now. I remember as I was growing up, that was not the motto. The motto is play later, work now, be serious, work now. Soon enough you have to get a job and be serious and work. Tread that mill, grind that wheat. Keep on trucking that way. It's amazing how many people that I meet and that around me have changed their mind. It's amazing how many people that live on boats that have changed their mind. We had a little party for people that live on boats and that are taking off to tropical places. They've worked for a year, saved up the money, and now they travel for a year with their boat. And there's a bunch of them leaving all at the same time, and so we had a little party for those who are leaving. And we had little talks about life. And, you know, exactly what I just talked about, what life is supposed to be about. It's amazing how many people who live on boats, they've just said, life was getting too serious, so we got rid of everything that caused us to be serious, and we said, let's stop being so serious and start living our life. We want to wait till we're 65 or 70 to sail to a tropical place, till our health doesn't function anymore and we can't really do it, or let's do it now. And they said, let's do it now. Today's the day. Today's the day to start dreaming about the way you really want to live. And take a half an hour of the day, cut a half an hour out for the dreaming, as if you were there, and start that way. And yeah, it may take you 2 years to get there. You may have to dream about it for a half an hour for the next 2 years before it really starts to go. Not because it takes the universe so long to create it. The universe can create it in 3 days, I can guarantee you that. But can you believe it in 3 days? Probably not. Maybe you can. But whatever amount it takes, it doesn't matter. Start a half an hour today. You're going to take a half an hour out of your day and start dreaming about playing. And you probably won't even know what that is. Some people have no idea anymore. And that's fine. You start. Start with something maybe a little bit ridiculous. Windsurfing, hang gliding, parachuting. I don't really care what you pick. As long as it's something that takes you, pulls you away from your growing upness and brings you back to being a funny person. Find that thing. Start every day, half an hour. And don't stop after a couple of months because you didn't see it coming. Some seeds sometimes take a long time to germinate. You know, they finally come out of the ground. We still don't really see anything. They're slow growers. But boy, once it starts to go, once that plant really takes hold, it will grow and your life will change. But you're going to have to make the stand. And if you can't fully believe in the possibility, then you have to put yourself in the possibility for half an hour a day until you convince yourself. Because that's really your first job, is to convince yourself. See? Once you've convinced yourself, well, then you allow the universe to give it to you. So at the same time, you radiate out love. You bring it towards you, even if you don't fully allow it in your life. At least you allow it around you so you can see it in other people. And as you start seeing it, you go, yes, that is what I want. And look at it. I've already brought it this close where I can see it right there. So it's right by me. All I have to do is believe a little bit more, convince myself a little bit more, and it will slip totally into my life and become my life. Think about it.